Now for our story. It was just about daylight at Aunt Mary Lane's farm in Wakefield. Bill Meade had stopped in on his way to camp. He'd found Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, in the kitchen. But Peggy wouldn't stay to talk to Bill. She'd gone upstairs to her room. A few minutes later, Aunt Mary had gone in to have a long talk with the young man, a talk which left Bill feeling somewhat encouraged. Peggy had waited in her room until she heard the screen door slam, seen Bill's figure as he walked up the road away from the farmhouse. Then she hurried downstairs, went into the kitchen again, where Aunt Mary is tidying up after breakfast.
Well, Aunt Mary, did you have a nice talk with Bill?
Yes, we talked for quite a while.
Bill Meade, the strangest boy.
Strange, Peggy? In what way?
Well, he just can't seem to get it through his head that nothing he has to say is of the slightest interest to me.
Perhaps that's because he doesn't believe you really mean it, even though you think you do.
I can't imagine what would give him that idea. I've made it plain enough to him, goodness knows. But every time I see him, he goes through the same routine. Funny.
I wouldn't use that word to describe it.
You know what I mean, Aunt Mary. I don't mean funny that way. It's just odd that people always want to cling to something after it's all over.
That may be because they don't believe it is over.
Well, I don't know how I can convince Bill. I've done everything but draw him a diagram. Right away, he told me about Kit's coming back. As if I'd care. He really seemed to think it would make a big difference to me.
Well, possibly it might have. If you'd listened to the rest of what Bill had to say.
What could he have to say of any importance now?
Peggy, Bill told me you wouldn't listen to him. But you might just as well know. You see, the reason Bill's acted the way he has these last months, the reason he couldn't explain anything to you, was because he knew Kit was going to have a child.
A child? So Kit... No, I don't see that explains... Why didn't he tell me at the time?
Peggy, Kit had a very good reason to leave town. And Bill couldn't tell you about it because he promised Kit he'd say nothing at all until she came back.
I see.
And Kit is back now. With a baby boy.
Well, that ought to make Bill very happy. He's always wanted a child. In fact, it looks as if Bill's got everything he wants. Kit, the Calvert money. Now he has a son.
You still don't understand, dear. Bill did mean everything he told you originally. But he had to be loyal to Kit under the circumstances. He couldn't break his promise.
Oh, of course he had to be loyal to Kit.
Peggy, aren't you being rather unfair?
I don't see how.
I think you know deep down in your heart that what Bill did was right. What he had to do. And when he asked you to be patient and to wait until he could explain things, he was being very honest. Of course, I'm not saying he had a right to ask you to. But at least he wasn't being dishonorable. He meant everything he told you.
Well, whatever his reasons were, it doesn't make any difference now.
Are you so sure about that, Peggy?
Of course I am. Well, now that Bill's a happy father, what does he plan to do? I suppose the baby looks like Kit.
Bill didn't say about that. But he did tell me what his plans are.
Well, what are they? Not that it matters, but just for the record, I'm rather curious.
Peggy, Bill's going to go through with the divorce, just as he told you he would.
Huh? So that's what he wanted to tell me. He's going to... He said that in spite of the child?
I don't wonder that you're surprised. It's a very unfortunate situation. Bill wants to be fair to the child, but he has to do what seems best to him. And apparently he feels the best thing for everybody is for him to get a divorce.
Well, all I can say is he certainly made a mess of things.
Yes. Bill has made mistakes. But then, Peggy, we all do, sometimes.
Aunt Mary, we never seem to agree on this subject. For some reason, you go on accepting everything Bill Meade says as gospel truth. As for me, I'll believe Bill's getting a divorce when I see the final papers.
I wish you didn't sound so bitter, dear. It's not like you.
Well, I can't help it, Aunt Mary. You don't know how sick and tired I am of this whole thing. I'm tired of being shaken up, tormented every time Bill Meade changes his mind. I just want to be let alone. Why doesn't he stay away from here anyway? Why does he keep coming around trying to get your sympathy? Let him stick to the Calverts. They're his kind of people.
You don't really mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean every word of it.
Wait, dear. I know how deeply you've been hurt. I don't blame you for being angry and sensitive about this whole situation. But I wish I could tell you how sure I am you're making a mistake to allow this bitterness to take possession of you.
But, Aunt Mary, you can hardly expect me to be all sweetness and light after the way Bill's acted. You don't forget things like that so easily.
Not easily, perhaps. Yet I'm sure you'd be a lot happier if you could. There's a saying, you know, that only the brave know how to forgive. I think there's a great deal of truth in it. It takes a lot of courage to admit you've been wrong about someone.
Well, maybe you're right, Aunt Mary. But at this point, I just don't want to think about Bill at all. Nicholas and I have our plans. We get along. We're honest with each other. And Nick's life isn't all cluttered up. It's simple and straightforward. That's what I want. I don't want this messy, mixed-up sort of life that Bill Meade has. Besides, I owe Nicholas some loyalty. He's always been fair to me, considerate and thoughtful. He's never given me a moment's unhappiness. And I appreciate it. After all, he's concerned in this thing, too.
Yes. Nicholas is much too fine a boy to be hurt. That's another reason...
Well, then what's the matter, Aunt Mary?
Peggy, I'm not trying to change your mind about your plans for the future. That would be very foolish, dangerous even. No person has the right to. But I do want to be sure that your plans for your life are based on something solid, something which won't slip away from you. I want you to be certain yourself that you're not striking back at Bill, trying to hurt him because you've been hurt.
Well, if I can take it, he ought to be able to.
Oh, now you're being bitter again. I hate to see it in you, dear.
Maybe you're seeing the real me for the first time, Aunt Mary.
No, dear. No, I'm not. But I realize that nothing's ever touched you so deeply before. And you're acting in a very human way. I just want to protect you from being hurt more.
Well, I think the best way to do that is to keep Bill Meade away so I'd never have to see him again.
I'm afraid that won't be the answer.
The way I feel now, it would be.
Now?
Well, I mean, I realize that time makes a difference. Probably after Nicholas and I have been married a few years, Bill Meade's name won't mean a thing to me one way or the other.
Peggy, look at me.
Yes, Aunt Mary?
Are you absolutely sure that your intention to marry Nicholas Dorn hasn't been the least bit affected by what I told you about Bill this morning?
I just told you it's very upsetting to me.
I don't mean just that. I mean, are you sure you want to go ahead with your plan to marry Nicholas? Be honest with yourself, Peggy.
Yes, Aunt Mary, I am sure. Honestly, I am.
Aunt Mary looked deep into her young niece's eyes. But though Peggy returned her look with affection, Aunt Mary sensed a determination which she'd never seen before. Why is it, Peggy, that you're so unyielding in your attitude toward Bill Meade? Has the news that Bill is the father of a baby son driven you even farther away from him? Made you all the more certain that you'll marry Nicholas Dorn? How would you feel if you knew the truth, that the child is not Bill's son, even though he believes it is?